This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've talked a lot about an issue we're going to spend a few minutes talking about again tonight, because the month of August is a Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month, and you're no doubt aware of a local family that's been dealing with that and has helped State Representative Dan Swanson learn more about that through various points. And we're pleased to have State Representative Swanson here in the studio, along with Randy and Tracy Parlier. Their daughter Lily has spinal muscular atrophy, and they've made quite a bit of people, including a lot of our lawmakers, aware about the issue. So all of you, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Will. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Dan, I want to ask you first. I saw where the governor next week is at the state fair is going to sign the latest bill you had passed related to a Lyme disease.
Right.
That's got to be a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great thing. House Bill 889, which mandates insurance for those people with Lyme disease who have private pay insurance. In the past, once they've received treatment for the initial 21 days of Lyme disease, the insurances were inclined not to pay anymore. So This will allow for more coverage and more protections for families.
Never let it be said that insurance companies weren't helpful when push really came to shove, right?
Right, right. And actually today, this afternoon, Governor Rauner signed my legislation.
Governor Pritzker, you mean?
Excuse me, Governor Pritzker, sure. Thank you. So he signed the legislation on Cold War license plates.
Yeah.
And also one that was for the National Guard to bring them in line with the Uniform Code of Military Justice of their active component brethren. So a couple bills that he signed today.
So far, so good for legislation that you've helped craft, right?
Absolutely.
In regards to the Lyme disease measure, that's the second piece of legislation you've crafted regarding that, right?
Right. Well, what we had today was a resolution that we had drafted and read through the House.
Yeah.
And so today at Lake Story, we had a gathering where we named August Spinal Muscular Atrophy Month and made that resolution. And it's great to have the Parlier family and a lot of other friends and family. And I'll let Tracy and Randy talk about some of the folks that were there today.
Yeah, it was a great thing to be sure. Tracy, I'll start with you. We've talked to you about Lily's affliction on the air before. How's Lily doing, and how have things changed since the last time we've talked?
She's doing really good.
And that's Lily you can hear right there, guest starring on the program.
She continues to make progress as far as strength goes, which is definitely a plus.
I should probably back up and, Randy or Tracy, talk about what spinal muscular atrophy is. It's kind of a form of, I kind of equate it to sort of muscular dystrophy and things like that, right?
Yes, it's a progressive muscle weakening disease. Over time, the muscles atrophy, and the cause of it is genetic. 1 in 50 people are carriers of the defective SMN1 gene, and between two carriers, that gene has a 25% chance of mutating and deleting. And then the SMN1 gene is deleted, and that's what causes the SMA. And then we do have backup copies, the SMN2 gene. The more copies you have of that, the better your prognosis. Lily does only have two of those, so she's kind of at the lower end, but she's making good progress.
So, Randy, this is a thing for your family that's been sort of something you've struggled through for a while now, but I think through that, more awareness has been raised, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we've been actively out there trying to help raise awareness for SMA and educate people on what exactly the disease is and how it affects the individual. And yeah, we've been advocating, and with the big help of Dan too. He's been a big part of all this too, so I just want to thank him.
I don't mean this question the way it's going to sound, but Randy or Tracy, what kind of toll has this taken on your family? How stressful has this been for you since you found out that Lily had this?
Very.
Yeah.
It's tested our marriage at great length.
Yeah.
Definitely our family life. I'll just be honest. I tried for so long to kind of be that quote-unquote perfect family.
Yeah.
But we've become that family that we yell. We're always in a hurry.
I do that to myself all the time, so it's okay. not a problem. But
we're actually 3 years into it, and we're learning our new normal.
Yeah.
So it's it's made us a lot stronger.
Dan, what have you learned about all this in the last couple of years?
Well, I think I've told you before, Will, as a Lyme disease, worked with a mother there, and now with SMA,
yeah,
worked with, there's nothing like the passion of a mother with a sick child. The education process they go through, I know Tracy has been at work during her time off and during her breaks and all those, has done as much homework and understanding what SMA is all about. And it's just taught me to listen to the mothers and understand what their families are going through. And I know with the Parlier family, it's not a normal household.
Yeah,
They're very special people. And when you go to their house and the doors are open, you can see all the special requirements that are needed for Lily on a day-to-day basis that most families we don't deal with.
Yeah.
And brings a whole new appreciation.
Randy or Tracy, talk about, I guess, what's in your house. What sort of things do you have to deal with, use, things that are maybe different than a typical household in order to give Lily, I guess, some form of a quality of life?
Yeah, we got quite a bit of medical equipment. We got her wheelchair. She has a kid walker, a stander, her cough assist machine, shaker vest. We have no dining room table anymore. Her equipment has kind of taken over that area of our house. We have kind of a small house, which was fine for us before the diagnosis, then when that kind of changed everything. So the living room / dining room is now pretty much Lily's medical room.
What made you all decide at first to go to Representative Swanson and seek his help in terms of legislatively and getting help continuing to treat Lily?
Tracy? We had attended a Curisme conference in 2017, and Missouri was the first state to sign that, and they talked about the advocating and how important it was to get involved and start those first steps. And so we were able to be in touch with Dan to kind of see if we could help other families, prevent them from going through what we went through with questioning.
Dan, that kind of parallels, I think, kind of what you've addressed with the Lyme disease issue here. It was something that was easier handled in another state that it sounds like wasn't really being handled here to the level it should be.
Right. Illinois was not doing what the legislation we passed 2 years ago was to direct a newborn screening for SMA. So we're finding out at childbirth if this SMA is within that child. And one of every 11,000 children have Lyme SMA. So this early testing and early diagnosing may provide for better quality of life as the children get older and go through their babyhood into their life.
Randy or Tracy, what would you want the public to know about spinal muscular atrophy that maybe they might not know? Maybe they've heard a little through some of what you've gone through the last couple of years. How can the public at least help or understand kind of what it is you're going through, do you think?
Well, kind of, it's one of those situations people don't really know till you live it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's said with a lot of diseases and everything in the world. I think one thing that really we try to get out there to people is they look at her and she looks healthy and fine. And she looks kind of like a normal kid just in a wheelchair that just can't walk or stand. But what they don't realize is
there are times where she's normal and fine, but that there are times when from following you guys on social media that there are some days where they're really a struggle, aren't there?
Right, yes. And she can go from healthy and fine to just complete in the tank in like a matter of an hour. Like, because if she gets, you know, a bug, like a common cold, that can turn into like pneumonia or way worse for her a lot quicker than it can for, you know, a person that is not affected by SMA.
So we have this resolution marking this month. We've had other measures that more or less are requiring testing for SMA. Representative Swanson and Randy and Tracy, what else legislatively or what else can the legislature do to continue to help this matter? Is it kind of like, Dan, with what we just went through with Lyme disease in terms of insurance coverage, or are there other things that can be done? What do you see down the road here?
Well, of course, we've got to begin the testing first.
Yeah.
That should begin July of 2020. It's been a long process of retooling, and there may be some things to learn out of the testing process. I know through SMA Cure and other SMA organizations, they're still learning how to treat it. There's some, and I maybe should let Tracy go more into it. I know now the family has goes through a series of shots, but and there have been some insurance difficulties. Tracy and I have tried to help work through some of those insurance difficulties. But
fortunately, it seems to me that the words insurance and difficulties have become all too synonymous with a lot of things lately.
Well, and that's on the Lyme disease. One of the stakeholders said, well, has the family called the insurance to protest what they paid on their benefits and or on their insurance claim? Well, some families are stressed. They don't have time to make those phone calls every time they get their EOB. So
yeah,
and I'm going to let Tracy answer the question about a little bit more about some of the insurance difficulties or things that they're going through.
Before that, first, Tracy, talk about what, I guess, sort of treatment is like, what you have to go through there, and then how maybe how that ties into insurance and the issues you've had there and that sort of thing.
As the SMA community is waiting for Spinraza to be approved, I was in very close contact with the facility, St. Louis, where she had begun her treatment, as well as our insurance and Biogen pharmaceutical company. I think they were all pretty aware of who I was, because I made it clear to them, I know Lily's not your only patient, but she is my most important patient. So
they've heard from you before.
Oh yeah. I was actually on the phone with them just prior to approval, actually. So it was in December of 2016. But it was scary at first, because you hear of all the denials, and we were very fortunate. There's a lot of footwork that goes into it, and that's the best advice I can give to any family going through anything is get out there and do that footwork. It's exhausting and it's a lot, but if you're doing it yourself, you know it's getting done. You know everything's being submitted and faxed and taken care of. Treatment with Spinraza, she went through a series of 4 loading doses, which is lumbar puncture administration. Within, I think it was first 3-month loading dose. Then she has a lumbar puncture every 4 months.
That Spinraza, you're talking about, what is that?
That is the first treatment approved. It was approved December of 2016. It's administered through the lumbar through the spinal cord.
What kind of a treatment, I guess?
A series of shots, right?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yes, a series of shots. Yeah, every 4 months. Yeah.
Okay.
After the loading doses. And that doesn't cross the brain-blood barrier. That just... It works on the SMN2 copies, the backup copies.
So more or less this kind of helps Lily function better. Is that what I'm getting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When we switched facilities, we had a 3-week delay on getting her shots, just because of scheduling and us and just getting her switched over. And we noticed quite a difference in her strength. She decreased quite a bit almost after the first week that she had been delayed.
Well, there are other things in terms of treatment. The lumbar puncture treatments. Is there something else that will happen farther down the road, or is this the main way she's treated, or what else? What else happens?
This is how she's treated. The FDA did just approve, I believe, May 24th, Zolgensma, which is it's approved from birth to 2.
Okay.
And that is a one-time IV injection.
Okay.
There is trials ongoing for older kids, a one-time lumbar puncture that does cross the brain-blood barrier. It's a vector, and what it does is it replicates those SMN1 genes that have been deleted.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be some form of way she's going to have to be treated the rest of her life, or is there anticipation that maybe at some point she may be done, or how does that work going forward?
There's a lot of options coming through the drug pipeline right now,
mm-hmm.
But as of right now, she will continue the every 4-month lumbar puncture forever.
Yeah.
And when you had asked what's that like going to get those, just the amount of equipment we have to pack up for her just for an overnight stay is.
I couldn't imagine. You probably have to get a U-Haul at some point, right?
Yeah, and that's before the close.
yeah, and that's not something you get, Randy. You get around here, is it? You have to travel quite a ways for some of these treatments, right?
Well, Peoria does have it, but they're newer at it.
Oh, sure.
And we're already established. She goes to Madison, Wisconsin now.
Okay.
They specialized with SMA up there. They have their clinic and their teams work together. So we've got her care up in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's where she goes now for her injections. She just had her first one up there back in May.
Dan, I'm wondering, as you know, we've talked, I guess, on a national level with, you know, all kinds of healthcare treatments and medicines and things like that. Does any of this give you pause or concern about maybe cost, maybe not just for this, but for, you know, everything from just prescription drugs in general to other medical treatments? Is there anything that can be done or helped with in that regard?
Well, I think you've probably seen in the House this past year, Will, there's been several pieces of legislation to help manage some of the costs for our health care through whether it's an insulin limitation on pricing or mm-hmm. some of those things. So, you know, it's something that really has to, at the federal level, really has to be looked at as our costs continue to climb. I can't recall what the shots are for the Parlier family, but they're several hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
$125,000 mm-hmm. for each yeah. shot, and you get four shots.
Three
shots at a time. So, yeah, those costs are, you know, but as maybe as we begin using more or develop more treatments or develop better ways of doing this, maybe some of the costs will go down. But it is a scare across our nation on some of our medical costs, with the fixed incomes especially.
Randy and Tracy, I imagine you've probably connected with other families, have you not, that that are going through some of the same situations that you are?
Yes, through Cure SMA and just the SMA support, we've connected with a lot of families. We've actually are now considered a Wisconsin family. Honorary Madison family is how they called us. So it's kind of exciting to be included in such a tight-knit community like that.
I'm about out of time for most of our program today, as we're dividing this up, I think, and airing this over both of our interview segments. So since I happen to see another member of the family that I promised I would let speak if he was good, I will ask you, buddy, to tell me your name and how old you are.
I'm 7, and my name is Evan.
Evan, are you a good big brother to Lily? How do you help? Yeah, how do you help out? How do you help out the family?
Sometimes I do chores.
Yeah,
I feed the animals.
That'll work. That's awesome, Randy. and Tracy touched on this earlier. It's obviously difficult on trying to keep a normal family through all this. But how has the rest of your family, would you say, responded? I imagine it's probably difficult at times to help out, but it's probably maybe at other times not so difficult, much like anything else, right?
Yeah. People always ask how they can help, but, you know, we don't really know, because we don't know what all to do still. I mean, we're 3 years into this, and we're still learning and getting educated on everything, so we're kind of at a loss, in a sense, so to speak, as everyone else is. So.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts from you, Representative Swanson?
It's an honor to know the Parlier family and the struggles they've gone through. I know Tracy says, and Randy both are very humble about this. They don't like to draw attention to themselves. But, you know, throughout the year, we do have different benefits that we encourage the public to come out and help support. The transportation and travel to the Madison, Wisconsin all comes at a hefty cost. Mm-hmm. So we think our medical bills are quite high. Well, here's a family that has a lot of great expenses too.
I'll just wrap up by saying, I know you guys are going through a lot, but I appreciate you taking the time whenever you can to help spread the message of what you're going through. And it must be great to have somebody like Representative Swanson in your corner as well.
It is.
All right. State Representative Dan Swanson and Randy and Tracy Parlier and family, thanks so much for coming in, and all of you, thanks for all you're doing.
Thanks for having us.